जय श्री राधे। हे राधे, हे करुणा।
ओ मर्सीफुल श्री राधे। Sing Radhe Radhe to everyone. We are today, as every day, hearing about endlessly divine, endlessly amazing, endlessly glorious, the supreme Bhakti, about Shri Radha Thakurani and the gopis. The eagerness, enthusiasm to get Krishna, how is it supposed to be? What kind of endeavor we should have in order to get Shri Krishna? What kind of inspiration, what kind of dedication? We should know that. In this Shri Vraja Dham, the dearest most of Shri Krishna, Shri Radharani and her Sakis, we are supposed to follow in their footsteps. What kind of attraction, attachment we should have towards Shri Krishna? From whom shall we learn about that? We should learn from gopis, from Shri Radha Thakurani. I'm worshipping the Lord and I will do. I'm doing something and I will do. It's not enough. It's not enough to think I'm not doing much now, but I will do. We should increase our endeavor, our eagerness. So if you think like this, I'm not doing today, but I will do something tomorrow, it's not appropriate. Of course, it's better to do something than nothing, but we should increase our endeavor. Whatever kind of goal do we have in spiritual life or material life, whatever path we take, we should increase our endeavor, our dedication. If not, we won't be able to get the supreme levels, neither of the spiritual life or in this material life. So whatever we do, the worship of the Lord is, of course, the greatest. But whatever other goal we have in this life, we need endeavor. Again and again, the scriptures are condemning laziness. Lazy persons, they are not able to reach anything. What to say of something greatest, the highest level, neither in spiritual life nor in material life. we should give up laziness. Lazy persons, they are called the burden of the earth in the scriptures. Lazy persons, they are not able to do anything. Their birth, their life is useless. So the scriptures are condemning laziness. So if we want to do something, if we want to accomplish something, first of all, we should give up laziness. And we should do everything with great endeavor. Shastra is saying, it's not enough to just sleep and think in our dreams, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Lazy person that are just depending on the others, they're not able to accomplish anything. Niti Shastras, the scriptures describing even material conducts in life, they are saying that laziness should be given up. We are the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And the Lord is leaving everything for us. He is arranging everything for us. But we should understand it properly. In the morning, the sun is rising, and we should get up earlier than the sunrise. Shastra is describing, the scriptures are describing, that those who are not getting up before the sun, before the sunrise, they are not gaining the good fortune, regardless of if we are practicing spiritual life or trying for something in material life. Whatever kind of practice do we have, being that we are students or doing something else, if such a student is not getting up early in the morning before the sunrise, such a student won't attain anything. Worshipping the Lord is the supreme, but whatever other endeavor someone has in this life, learning, studying, it's necessary to get up early in the morning before the sunrise. If the person remains sleeping, their good fortune remains sleeping along with them. So it's necessary to have endeavor, enthusiasm, dedication. Especially when worshipping the Lord. But whatever other endeavor is in our life, whatever other goal, it should be done in such a way. Getting up early in the morning, before the sunrise, and with great endeavor, enthusiasm, dedication, we should perform our activities, our practice. Hitopadesh, Niti Shastras, all these scriptures are instructing that Every practice should be done with great endeavor. If someone is just sleeping, they won't gain anything. If someone just expects, the Lord will supply everything, my parents will supply, nothing will happen in their lives. As it's being told, the deer is not coming itself into the mouth of the lion. If the lion wouldn't endeavor, he wouldn't get his meal. If the lion would be just waiting for the deer to come in front of him, he will never get his meal. So in the same way, as the lion is endeavoring, he himself is hunting the deer, and then he gets the meal. So whatever the goal the person may have, endeavoring in spiritual life or in this material life, gaining some profession, being engineer, studying for something, the great endeavor should be performed with dedication. The deer is not coming directly into the mouth of a lion. This is a saying. So in the same way, whatever practice is there in this life or in the spiritual life, in any case, the person should get up early in the morning before the sunrise. In whatever practice, great endeavor should be applied. If you are just lying and sleeping all day in a nicely arranged bed, nothing will happen in our lives. If someone is thinking, no problem, my mother and father are there, they will supply my foodstuffs. If someone is considering like that, whole their life will end up in distress. So it's necessary to get up early in the morning and worship the Lord. What is the hardest thing in this material world, in this life? The hardest is to gain the Supreme Lord. There is no other practice harder than this. Nothing else. So if someone wants to gain something in this life, it should be performed with great endeavor and great eagerness. We are saying that human life is about 100 years. We can see nowadays it's not even 100 years, but let's say 100 years. 50 years is spending sleeping during night. And there are lazy persons that spend another 4 or 5 hours sleeping during the day. So it means that so much of the life, 3/4 of the life, even are spent in sleep. So we are hearing about the greatest endeavor of the Vraja Gopis. What are they endeavoring for? What are they eager for? They are eager for meeting with Sri Krishna, having his darshan. We are hearing about their great enthusiasm, endeavor, eagerness. So if someone is going to worship, is desiring to gain Shri Radha Govinda, the great endeavor, great enthusiasm is required, and that will bring them to there, to Shri Radha Govinda's lotus feet. We should wake up in this life. We shouldn't remain sleeping. That kind of separation that Shri Radha Thakurani and the gopis have, feel towards Shri Krishna. We are hearing about these topics. Uddhavji Maharaj was witnessing their separation, their feelings of deep separation from Shri Krishna, and their stages of transcendental anger, etc., divine moods that they experienced. And his conclusion was, the only person to whose lotus feet I should surrender my life, that I should sell my head to, as it's been told, the only person to whom I should surrender is Shri Radharani, Srimati Radha's, Thakurani's, and her Sakhi's friends. This was Uddhavji's conclusion. Shri Padma Purana is saying that it's the greatest thing to do, to surrender to the lotus feet of the Lord's bhaktas, devotees. It's very hard to surrender directly to the Lord, but if someone is surrendering to the lotus feet of a sadhu, of a guru, of the devotee of the Lord, then they will gain the greatest auspiciousness. Shri Shiv Shankar Mahadev personally, he spoke to his wife Parvati Devi, the mother of all universe. In this verse, he told the Supreme Vaishnava, Shri Mahadev, he told to his wife Parvatima, "Hey Devi, amongst all devatas, the worship of Shri Vishnu, or meaning Shri Krishna, is the greatest. But even greatest than that is to surrender to Shri Krishna's bhaktas, to Shri Krishna's devotees, to worship them, to glorify them. That kind of worship is greater." Even in the Shastras, further Shastras, in the Shri Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is telling to Shri Arjuna in this verse, "Hey, dear Arjuna, those who are just my bhaktas, my devotees, in actuality, they are not my bhaktas, they are not my devotees, but those who are devotees of my devotees, they are my greatest devotees." We can see that some devotees have such a kind of ego, pride, And even related to that, they're being envy to others. They're considering, I am a great devotee of the Lord. And the Lord is saying, in actuality, they are not my devotees. He's saying, hey Arjun, those who are devotees of my devotees, they are my greatest devotees. So Uddhavji Maharaj is considering that the dearest of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna are these gopis of Vraj. And amongst them, the Lord's dear most, Shri Radha Thakurani. Uddhavji is considering, I'm going to offer myself, my head, at her and their lotus feet. Uddhavji Maharaj came to Vraj for only one day. Uddhavji Maharaj is saying, in whole the creation, in whole the universes, Shri Vraja Gopis, they are the greatest devotees of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And Vraja Gopis, they are living in Shri Vraja Dham. And he was considering there is no other place that one should go to. Such a kind of sweetness, such a kind of honey, nectar that exists here in Shri Vraja Dham doesn't exist anywhere else. And Uddhavji Maharaj was considering, I don't want to go anywhere else from the lotus feet of the Vraja Gopis. But he understood, I need to go back to Mathura because the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is waiting for me there. The Lord Shri Krishna, he was eager to hear from Uddhavji. He was waiting to hear, how did Uddhavji pacify my dearest Vrajavasis, my dearest gopis? And with such an eagerness, the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna was waiting for Uddhavji Maharaj day by day. Uddhavji is the greatest devotee of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. So he was considering, he understood, I should go back to Mathura and meet with Lord. Uddhavji was considering this kind of mood that Vraja Gopis have, it's not seen anywhere else. What did he say? We are hearing that original verse.
Chanti jad bhavabhiyo munayo vayancha king brahmo janmo bhir ananto patharasasya. Aha. Okhilo atma. Samasto bisher atma.
The greatest soul, the supreme, highest soul in whole creation is Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna.
Rudo Mahabhav. Ei jagate sei brajodeviganer janmoi.
So this Rudo Mahabhav, this highest form of the purest love for Shri Krishna, is gained by the Vrajagopis only, and they are the greatest. So Uddhavji is saying, we devotees, we are eager for such a bhav, such a transcendental loving mood. And it's actually not possible to gain that highest level. No one has ever reached such a highest level. It's just the Vrajagopis that possess it. If someone has gained such a greatest, highest level of devotion towards the Lord, so what's the question or what's the need to be born as a Brahmana? We have spoken about that the Vrajagopis, they are Vaishyas. They are born as a cowherd girls. And it's understood that as cowherd girls, they are not so much learned in Shastras. Are we supposed to surrender unto them? But Uddhavji Maharaj is saying here that the highest level, the supreme level of devotion towards the Lord Sri Govinda, Uddhavji is saying that the highest level of devotion is possessed by the Vrajagopis only. And he is saying, although all of us devotees are endeavoring for such a level, it's not possible for us to attain such a greatest level. All the great sadhus, munis, rishis, they are endeavoring for such a highest level of devotion. And for them, developing this kind of devotion, what's the question of being born as a Brahmanas? What's the need for them to be born as a Brahmanas? In the Vaishnavi Toshani Tika, our Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is describing what should be done. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad is glorifying Uddhavji Maharaj. That Uddhavji Maharaj, he gained the darshan of the Vrajagopis and their rude Mahabhav, this highest level of the purest love for Sri Krishna. He has surrendered to the lotus feet of the gopis. He has glorified them. So when Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad was writing the commentary describing how the moods of the Vrajagopis are our supreme goal in life, he is glorifying Uddhavji Maharaj. And he is praying, O Uddhavji Maharaj, please bless me that this human life of mine can become successful by developing at least some of these supreme moods, supreme purest love that the gopis have. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, he himself is saying, I don't have any qualification for this. He's describing that we don't have any capacity to understand it. But still, those who are hearing, speaking about it, trying to describe it, that are remembering it, that in this life, in this Kali Yuga, that is possible to do by the mercy of Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that if we even gain a little bit of these kind of moods, if you are able to practice these kinds of devotion, at least a little bit is so much, is great for us. And in such a way, we can gain we can reach that Amar stage. It means the stage beyond death. It means eternity. So Goswami Pad is describing that some are considering related to different kinds. Of a family that someone is born into. If someone is Kshatriya, how can they surrender to Vaishyas, to the gopis that are in that social system, the caste system, are considering lesser? But what does it mean to consider in regard to the caste, in regard to the kind of family that someone is born into? That's material consideration. And Shastra is saying, if we are considering on a bodily level, that's muchi, that's impure way of consideration. So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they're considering in material way, in a bodily way, they are considered muchi, impure. So if someone is born in a higher family and considering someone born in a lower family of a Shudra, etc., being a devotee, still to be lesser, that's not appropriate consideration. Along with the Lord, His eternal devotees, they are present along with the Lord. So in this way, the Lord's dearest Vrajavasis, the most of all, the Vrajagopis, and amongst them the greatest, Srimati Radha Thakurani, they are supreme amongst all the devotees, all the associates of the Lord that has come with him. So amongst all the great devotees, sadhus, munis, sages, amongst all the greatest devotees that has appeared along with the Lord, amongst all his associates, these women, Vraja Gopis, they are the greatest. Because their level, their highest level of Drur Mahabhav, highest level of the purest love for Sri Krishna, was present in them, in their transcendental bodies. Sri Uddhavji Maharaj has witnessed that kind of supreme love for Sri Krishna in them. So those who are attracted to Sri Krishna, they are the greatest. If someone is considering, I'm Brahmana, I'm great Maharaj, I'm great Vairagi or great renounced person, that's not appropriate. Shastra is saying they are cheaters. In actuality, devotees of the Lord Sri Krishna are the greatest. So Uddhavji is saying, not just Brahmanas. Amongst Brahman, born devotees, amongst Brahmanas, who is the greatest? Brahma is the greatest. But being the purest devotee of the Lord, that's much greater. It's not enough to be just dressed as a devotee, but those whose internal personality has been changed, those who have become pure devotees of the Lord, pure devotees of the Lord, purest devotees of the Lord, they are the greatest. If someone is just dressing as a devotee and inside they are remaining the same, if someone is dressing as a devotee to gain something for themselves, but they are not becoming internally devotees, they haven't changed themselves inside and became pure devotees, that's not enough. If someone is just dressing as a devotee, he's not a devotee at all. So that's very hard. It's very hard to become a real devotee. If someone is just dressing as a devotee, wearing the apparel of a devotee, devotee dress, putting the tilak, kantimala, but is not actually developing the qualities of devotee, internally didn't change his personality, didn't become devotee, that doesn't mean anything. Just dressing as a devotee and really purifying internally, one's personality, developing devotional qualities, becoming devotee of the Lord, there is a great difference. It's like a skies, the heavens and the hell. The real devotee is free from ego, freed from envy. Even if someone is Brahmana and becoming pure devotee, They wouldn't ever consider that someone is lesser than them as Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. So with Vraja Gopis, there is no question or what kind of family, what kind of caste are they born. They're supreme devotees of the Lord Shri Krishna. So what is that special, that supreme level of the gopis, attraction, attachment towards Shri Krishna? That supreme level is Mahabhav, the supreme purest love for Shri Krishna, experienced by the gopis. If someone is going to worship the Lord for a long time, they're going to develop attraction towards the Lord, anurag. That's very high level of attraction towards the Lord. We have spoken earlier that if someone is saying, I'm performing Raga Marg, in actuality, those personalities don't have the sufficient, the right knowledge. Those who are really performing Raga Marg, they're not saying, I'm performing Raga Marg. In the same way as when some mad person is there, if someone is mad, they are not saying, I am mad. It's another person who will see their symptoms and they will say, this is a mad person. And then the mad person will run away. So this kind of comparison is there to say that those who are practicing Raga Marg, they are not announcing themselves as the mad person. He is not aware that he is mad. It's the other one that will see their symptoms and say, you're a mad person. So in the same way, the person that is really absorbed in Raga Marg, they're not even in a way to say aware, or they're not announcing as a show that I am practicing Raga Marg. So Shastra is describing that before developing attraction, attachment, anurag for the Lord, we first need to have knowledge. Many are saying, my guru is saying, but in actuality, real guru is not going to say something against Shastra, against scriptures. There are such as cases that someone doesn't have complete knowledge, but they are having disciples. Those who have knowledge of the Shastras, they are gurus. And of course, they won't say anything that's against Shastra, that's out of realm of what's described in the Shastra. Although some may say, not considering Shastra by saying, my guru has told. So the real guru, what does it mean, real guru? Real guru means the one that knows Shastra and he is following and describing what's in the Shastras.
শাস্ত্রের বহির্ভূত কথা গুরুদেবরা কখনো বলেন না। সাধু যেটা বলছেন সেটা শাস্ত্রে আছে কিনা,
whatever guru says, whatever sadhu says, is it from the shastra or not? And such a guru that follows, that speaks according to the shastra, such a guru should be accepted. So, it's been mentioned, having knowledge is important. Accepting the conclusions of the shastra and following them. And following instructions of the shastra, we are going to once reach to the level of anurag, attraction, attachment of the Lord, towards the Lord. And when we are going to reach to that supreme level, it's not known. When we are going to enter into raga marg, we don't know. So it's not something that's going to be just announced like that. Now I'm following raga marg. But that mature stage happens, it will happen on its own. So this highest level of purest love for Sri Krishna doesn't exist in anyone else but the Vraja Gopis. So as Uddhavji Maharaj told, we devotees of the Lord, we are endeavoring for such a kind of purest love for Sri Krishna. So this kind of purest love for Sri Krishna doesn't exist in anyone else in whole creation. That's clear. But those who are hearing, speaking about these topics, remembering them, regardless of if they really understand it completely or not, so these divine kind of moods are going to gradually develop. There is no doubt in it. Kapil Muni, he spoke to his mother,
ভগবান শ্রী কপিল মুনির মুখ থেকে সমস্ত জ্ঞান প্রাপ্ত হয়ে মাতা দেবহতী তিনি একান্ত হয়ে বিন্দু সরোবরে,
সো দেবহতি মাদার, হি হ্যাজ গিভেন আপ এভরিথিং এন্ড পারফর্ম তপস্যা, পারফর্ম অস্টেরিটিস এট বিন্দু কুন্ড. She did it after hearing from her son, who was manifestation of the Supreme Lord, Shri Kapila Dev. What did she learn from him? That even if the Chandala, the lowest of all, the dog eaters, if they would speak in devotion about the Lord, It means that even them, they have life after life worshiped the Lord already. Otherwise, they wouldn't ever have the eagerness to hear about the Lord. So it means, even if the lowest person is attracted to the katha about the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, it means that such a person has performed all kind of austerities in his previous life. Otherwise, such a kind of taste for hearing the Lord's katha wouldn't develop in this present life. So it means if someone is hearing katha about the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, it means they are already blessed by the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna himself. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to hear, they wouldn't ever develop that kind of taste, ruchi, to hear about the Lord. If that wouldn't be the case, Kali himself will keep them asleep. They wouldn't be interested in this kind of katha. So if someone has eagerness to hear this kind of katha, eagerness to describe this kind of katha, it means that the Supreme Lord Shri Govinda has blessed that person. So Devahuti Mata, she has learned this from her son Kapila Dev. And this is why even such example is given, that someone who is even the dog eater, if such a person has eagerness, has ruchi, to hear about Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, it means that that kind of person is surely blessed by the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna himself. It means that such a person has performed all kind of austerities in his, her, in their previous lives. So hearing about these topics, we are going to continue further by the mercy of Srimati Radharani tomorrow again. And by then, we are concluding our katha here. And here, where we have stopped, we are going to continue tomorrow morning with the hopes of Srimati Radharani's mercy for that. So saying Radhe Radhe to everyone, we are concluding our katha here.
Sri Radhe Sham.